Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
From KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line.
Those big swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, from Cardinal Spring Training and the T.R. Hughes Homes, St. Charles Premier New Home Builder Broadcast Center, it's Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Here we go on a Tuesday evening as we do welcome you into another Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauley, coming your way from beautiful Jupiter, Florida, although today in St. Louis, it actually got warmer in St. Louis than it got here in Jupiter, but that is not based off the weather reports I am hearing. I just heard Dave Murray speak a moment ago. That's not going to be true tomorrow, where I assume here in Florida, it's going to be in the mid to upper 70s. And in St. Louis, it is not going to be in the mid to upper 70s. It hasn't been really one of those years that, you know, you don't want to be that guy who's like, oh, how's it going in St. Louis? Here, it's 80 degrees out hot. Like, you don't want to be that guy. We haven't really had the opportunity to put that to the test since being here, because the weather here has not been that great. It was kind of chilly there for a while. And then by the time the weather got better here in Florida, it got really nice in St. Louis. So tomorrow might be the first time here in the last few weeks that if we wanted to be the guy that kind of sticks it to you when it comes to the weather, that that we would do that. We got a lot coming up. This is a busy show. This has been a busy day. So days like today, and look, I love my job. I'm not digging ditches. This is a whole lot of fun, but sometimes things that are stressful and are busy can also be fun. That was the case today. Today was one of those really, really busy days for multiple reasons. First off, Sonny Gray pitched for the Cardinals. First time we've seen him in Grapefruit League action. That was fun. We found out prior to the game that he has been officially named the Cardinals opening day starter. Breaking, shocking news, right? Yeah, that Sonny Gray is going to be the opening day starter. We all knew that to be the case, but it was officially confirmed by Oliver Marmol prior to the game today. And then when we talked with Sonny Gray, and we'll play some of that audio later on in the program, it was really, I hope you stay tuned in. Like, I know we're a 2-hour show and people come in and people go away. And I realize that there's not a lot of people who just sit down and stay hunkered down for an entire 2-hour program. So we try to keep things moving along, and you know, we do what we do here at Sports Open Line. I hope you listen towards the end of the program when we play back the audio from Sonny Gray. And this, I'll be honest, that the second hour, lots of audio. Brandon Crawford, he was officially introduced today after the signing became official. You'll hear from him. We'll hear from Oliver Marmol and John Mozeliak as they comment on the signing of Crawford. But then we'll hear from Sonny Gray, and he'll talk about his day-to-day and all that sort of stuff. But it's pretty cool how much it meant to him to be named the opening day starter, which it's kind of not funny is the wrong word, but noteworthy. Let's go with that. It's kind of noteworthy that, yeah, you didn't have to be a rocket scientist to know that Sonny Gray was going to be the Cardinals opening day starter, right? Like, we could all make that assumption. And Sonny Gray is a smart dude. So he could make that assumption as well. And his, as he described his reaction to being called into the office 4 or 5 days ago by Oliver Marmol and being told that he was going to be the opening day starter, something again that I think we all could assume was going to happen. What this means to him is pretty darn cool. And again, you'll hear that for yourself coming up towards the end of the program, right around 7:30, 7:35, 7:40 is when we'll get into that from Sonny Gray. So yeah, second hour, tons of audio from today here in Jupiter, Brandon Crawford, Sonny Gray, John Mozeliak, Oliver Marmol, the whole nine. So you'll want to be, you'll certainly want to be tuned in for that. Later on this hour, we're going to get a double dose of our good friend Jen Cease, who's obviously part of the broadcast team with City SC. We'll talk to her, and then we'll also play back an interview she did with St. Louis soccer legend Brad Davis. So we're going to do that towards the end. So we're going to be mostly baseball today, a little bit of soccer from 6:30 to 7 o'clock-ish. And yeah, because tonight, CONCACAF Champions Cup game at number 2 for City SC. They match up against Houston. And yeah, hopefully you'll be... yeah, we got a lot to get to between now and then. Here's what I will ask of you if you are interested. So I'm curious. I like the Brandon Crawford signing. I don't like it because it's a like really impactful game changing. This takes the team from one level to another level kind of move. Like it's not that. He's an older guy. He's a guy coming off a tough season. He's clearly towards the end of his career. I think we sort of got an indication that this might be it for him this year, that this might be his swan song, because the Cardinals finish out the regular season playing in San Francisco against the Giants. That is the final regular season series. And he said today when speaking with us that when he saw that on the schedule, he started to kind of get goosebumps about it and got kind of emotional about it. So you push down one domino and you get to the next one. What that tells you is he's already thinking about the fact that he might be finishing his career, at least regular season career, in San Francisco. That is something that he definitely took note of where the season is going to end for the Cardinals. So there's a good chance that this is going to be it for Brandon Crawford. Who knows what happens during the year? He was really banged up last season. Maybe if he comes in here and he's not a starter and he's a backup shortstop and he plays when Mason Wynn doesn't and he comes off the bench on occasion for a pinch hit and things like that, if that's who he is and what he does he regain some form from 2-3 years ago? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, your guess is as good as mine. I think there's as much of a chance of that happening as there is of what he did last year was part of an end of career decline and he has a hard time offensively this year. I'm not trying to totally say that that's not going to happen. I know the organization believes that him being in a lesser role where his body is not being beat up so much on an everyday basis, that that's going to go a long way towards him being able to be a more successful, more productive ball player than he was last year in San Francisco. So this is my question for you, and we'll open up the phone lines on this. If you want to chime in, we'll do this in the next segment. I'd like to hear your thoughts on the Brandon Crawford signing. I can give you my thoughts. This is one of those that I don't know if I completely have the full pulse of the Cardinals fan base. Clearly, there is a group of people out there that are going to say, this is just another old guy being signed. This is the Cardinals going cheap. Like all the same kind of lazy narratives that we hear over and over and over and over and over. It doesn't matter what the Cardinals do. That's what we hear. Like there's going to be people that come with that, and that's fine. If you want to share that with me, I'll put you on and we'll talk through it. That's fine. I'm not saying that just because you don't have to not have that opinion to call in. But I am curious. So we'll open up phone lines. We'll see if we get any response to this or not. The phone line, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. I get complaints, by the way, from people on social media. I got one the other day. Like, yeah, you don't take enough phone calls on Sports Open Line. People always like to remind me the name of the show, Sports Open Line. Yes, I'm aware. I do know the name of the show that I'm hosting. So, yeah, we don't always take calls on every single topic that we get into, but we'll do it right here. 314-436-7900. If you've got thoughts on the Brandon Crawford signing, are you excited? Are you not excited? Is it a kind of move for you? We'll talk. You can also text and tweet, by the way. If you don't want to call, you can text in your thoughts, 314-436-7900. That's the phone, same phone number. Or you can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air. Or nobody has any thoughts about it, and we'll get to something else. So we'll take our first break of the program, and we'll talk through this Brandon Crawford edition. We'll do that next. We are in Jupiter, Florida. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We go where you go. 1120 AM, 98.7 FM, KMOX.com.
It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We are broadcasting from Jupiter, Florida. Cardinals spring training, busy day today with Sonny Gray pitching for the Cardinals. But the big news, Brandon Crawford being signed. My general takeaway, I like it. I don't think it's a huge difference-making kind of move. I do think it helps you avoid disaster. Had the season started with Tommy Edman on the injured list, and let's say Mason Wynn gets banged up, you don't have anybody to play shortstop. So you avoid disaster, you bring in another veteran voice, you bring in a guy who is, you know, some of the numbers would say would probably have a bounce back. So I generally like it. Again, not a huge move, not a huge change. You know, it's not going to completely change the course of the season, but I generally like it. What do you think? You can give a call, you can text, or you can tweet. If you call or if you text, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. If you tweet at me, it's at Matt Pauly on air. Let's grab our first phone call of the show. Sean has given us a call. Hey, Sean, you're on Sports Open Line.
Hey, yeah. So, I mean, the only thing I'm looking at the whole picture is I don't remember if anybody else can call back to last year when we saw Jose Fermin and just random Mater, all these guys playing that mm-hmm. really didn't, in my opinion, deserve to play. They're not going to be a future with the team. So I love the signing. I think it's going to show how to be a professional. I think it's great to fill in at second, short, third, wherever you need them, pinch hit. And, I mean, I'll listen in, but I think it's a great gap for the other guys we picked up that are probably in double-A and triple-A that are not ready to take over a full-time position. And could be even trade bait if Wynn doesn't take off and he has to play. If he's playing well, same thing I'm looking at with him as in any of the pitchers we signed are on one-year contracts. Is at the trade deadline, what the team's always looking to bring in is veteran depth that you can turn around for prospects to help build your team back.
Yeah, Sean, appreciate it. I think most Cardinals fans are hopeful that what you just said doesn't happen at the end, because that would mean they're not contending, and this team is built to contend. Right now, they are considered the favorites to win the NL Central when you look at the odds. I generally agree with you. Like, this is no disrespect to Jose Fermin, who's still in the organization. Guys like Taylor Mata, like you mentioned, Unio Caracuto, Erkies Gamboa has been playing here at shortstop here recently. Thomas Tejesi is a prospect, but he's probably not quite ready, and he's probably not a shortstop long-term. He's probably a second baseman or a third baseman. So this gives you somebody that you can trust at shortstop on days that Mason Winn is not in there, and it allows Tommy Edman to be your everyday center fielder. It was interesting. Both John Mozeliak and Oliver Marmol were specifically asked today on whether or not we might see Crawford play positions other than shortstop over at second and over at third, because his representation made it clear to teams that he was willing to play other positions. Stuff can change, but right now the Cardinals view him as a shortstop only. They feel like they've got lots of options at second. Donovan, Gorman, they've got lots of options at third. You can put Donovan over there. You can put Matt Carpenter over there if you need to. So right now, Crawford is viewed as a shortstop only. Let's grab another phone call. Charles has given us a call. Hey, Charles, you're on Sports Open Line.
Well, hello. Do you think this might be a trade bait? I mean, for the Chicago White Sox pitcher, since you got Crawford, you can move him to second base, and now you can trade the center field and the second baseman to Chicago for the pitcher. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. I think you're talking about Nolan Gorman as being a guy that could maybe get moved. Gorman's got a lot of value. I always say that second baseman who can hit 30 home runs don't grow on trees. And if you were to make a run at Dylan, I assume you're talking about Dylan Cease when you talk about the White Sox pitcher. If you're making a run at Dylan Cease, you would think there would be a strong possibility that Nolan Gorman would be part of that deal. I don't think this does that. They didn't bring Brandon Crawford in to be a starter either. So two kind of flaws in your argument. First thing is moving him to second. That's not going to happen. He's a shortstop, and they view him as a shortstop, even though he has said that he's willing to play other positions. They view him as a shortstop. They also view him as a reserve player. They don't view him as an everyday type guy. That was expressed to him, and he is embracing that role. He tried to be an everyday guy last year. What do we say? Father Time, undefeated. And as he gets a little bit older in his career, he wasn't able to stay on the field every day last year. They think he's got a lot of production left, but I don't think they think that Crawford has a lot of production left as an everyday guy. So he's here to play shortstop when Mason Winn isn't in there, and he's here to be a veteran leader and a guy who can really help out Mason Winn. I was thinking about this, by the way. For Winn, you have Jose Aquindo in the organization. There might not be a better infield instructor walking the face of the earth. There maybe has never been a better infield instructor in the history of mankind. Ozzie Smith was in camp for a while working with him. Now he's going to have a teammate and a guy who's been one of the best defensive shortstops of the last decade, four-time Gold Glover at shortstop. They are giving Mason Winn every opportunity to have people around him who are going to help him be very successful. Let's grab one more phone call before we get to a break. We're going to shift gears, talk some soccer in the next segment. But KC has given us a call. Hey, KC, you are on a Graybar Sports Open Line.
Yes, sir, and I agree everything you just said, because whenever you go into a season, you need that veteran presence. I think Crawford would be great addition to the team. Like you say, we're not looking for him to start, just to be able to fill in a spot every now and then. And one thing we do know, if him and Donovan is in the lineup at the same time, you're going to have some good flowing hair out there between the two of them.
Great flowing hair. You know who they remind me of? For people who are a fan of the Mighty Ducks movies, I tweeted this out yesterday. Remember the it was like the Bash Brothers or whatever on Mighty Ducks 2? Are you familiar with what I'm talking about here, Casey?
Exactly. Yeah. So that the ladies should like it pretty much.
Great stuff. Yeah. So somebody, it wasn't my original thoughts. Credit where credit is due. Somebody last night tweeted out a photo of Crawford and Donovan right next to each other. It was at CardsNation247. Give credit where credit is due. And then I quote tweeted it with the two hockey players, the whatever they were called. Were they called the Bash Brothers? Obviously, that was Jose Canseco back in the day, Mark McGuire. But yeah, that's good stuff. So yeah, they've got flowing hair. They absolutely do. Great, appreciate the phone call, Casey. Agree with what you had to say. All right, again, 7 o'clock hour. Whew, we got a lot to get to. We're gonna hear from Crawford. He spoke with us today. We'll get John Mozeliak's thoughts. We'll get Oliver Marmol's thoughts, and we'll also talk about the game today with Sonny Gray on the mound. He made his Grapefruit League debut. So nothing but baseball in the 7 o'clock hour, specific to the news of the day. But for the next while, we're going to talk some soccer. It is a big night tonight for City SC as they continue their run in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. They play their second straight matchup against Houston. Our very good friend Jen Cease will join us in just a moment or so. Don't go anywhere. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line from Jupiter, Florida on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Live from Cardinals Spring Training and the D.R. Hughes Homes Broadcast Center. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Yeah, we are in Jupiter, Florida, Cardinals Spring Training. We're going to jump back into Cardinal stuff in the 7 o'clock hour. Got some text messages, by the way, on Brandon Crawford. We'll certainly get to those coming up in the 7 o'clock hour as well. So we'll make you wait on my response to those, but appreciate everybody calling and texting, talking through the Brandon Crawford situation. But it's a big night tonight for City SC. They are continuing their run in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. In their first matchup against Houston, they came away with a really exciting 2-1 victory. And now they match up against Houston tonight as they will be down in Houston for that matchup. And to talk about that and much, much more, we're very happy to welcome on to the program Jen Cease. You hear her as part of the broadcast team for City SC over on our sister station, Y98. Jen, great to talk to you as always. How are you?
Great to talk to you. Good. After I get done talking with you, I'll be heading to the station because we'll also be working the games from the Y98 studios with me and the gentlemen on all remote games. So I'm excited about that.
What's the broadcast time tonight for that? I know it's a 9:30 start. So what, 9 o'clock? Is that when you guys get going?
9 p.m. pregame. That's right. 9 p.m. late pregame.
late night for sure. And we should mention, you've got a conversation with Brad Davis that we're going to run when we get done talking with you. You've got two segments here of Sports Open Line because we're going to replay a conversation you had with St. Louis soccer legend Brad Davis coming up in just a moment. But wanted to talk through this matchup tonight against Houston. They win against them at their place in that first game a week plus ago, 2-1. How tough is it in this type of environment to come back against the exact same team just a little while later?
Oh man, you know, it's so funny. You can get some advantages by seeing the same team, but nobody really likes to play the same team twice. And then you're playing them with also being down. And Houston Dynamo has, you know, lost a couple here by now. So they definitely are going to step into their home turf with something to prove and, you know, try to find one of their few ways to come up on top and actually go through. There's not as many in their favor as there are for City.
What do you think Houston's going to be tweaking tonight to try to flip what happened the last time?
So, you know, you'll hear a little bit of this with the Brad Davis interview, but what Real Salt Lake did really well against St. Louis is they didn't allow themselves to get so spread out that St. Louis likes to go up the middle. They like to go up very jugular, so to speak, down the jugular in the throat. So they like to get in those spaces and attack you hard. And what Real Salt Lake did was attack them back the exact same manner, which is why we had a ton of transition game. So what Houston likes to do is actually win the ball and then spread the field. And so St. Louis prefers to then find the hole. So it'll be interesting to see if Houston's able to keep it more compact and maybe stop City at their own game. At the same time, they are missing some pretty key players. I mean, almost feels like it did for City last year when we were missing some key players. Nelson Quiñones out, forward, nice attacking forward. Sebastian Ferreira, a forward out. Hector Herrera, midfielder, definitely a threat. And Franco Escobar, one of their defenders. I know that Ben Olsen likes to use, kind of sounds like Bradley Carnell, likes to use a lot of his young players. he might be tempted to try a few different things, but they are missing some general threats when they have when it comes to the attack.
What is this? Again, I'm not an expert on this, but just reading what I read, it feels like different teams, different clubs have a different level of commitment when it comes to playing in the Champions Cup, which obviously is a very big deal when you're thinking about teams coming from North America. What does this event for City SC, first time ever getting to play in it, what does it mean for them?
You know, if for any tournament that you are going to play other national or international teams, and when you play, we haven't yet in this particular tournament, but when you play internationally, it means a couple different things. One, you get to sense and a feel of a different style of play, obviously get exposed to other kinds of players. And three, for St. Louis, it's international exposure. So when it comes to the city itself, it's, you know, somebody from another country saying, oh, what's this team from St. Louis, Missouri in the United States of America, when they might not normally know about it. When it comes to the tournament itself, you know, soccer is one of the, you know, Matt, you cover baseball, you cover football. You don't really have concurrent running tournaments, especially ones that you will play international teams running alongside of your league play. So what it means is definitely bragging rights for sure, to show that you're a contender across the world, a world competition level. The challenges are they're already in a four games in 11 days. If City goes through tonight, their next game will be on March 6th at 7 p.m. And that'll add another game the next Wednesday. So you're going to have a lot more of a condensed schedule than they already have. I guess the good part is that Coach Carnell does like to rotate the roster.
Yeah, it's crazy when you think about last year with Messi and how long it took for him to get ready. It took over a month basically for him to get ready. So that's, I don't know if people realize just the toll that playing a soccer game takes on you and on your legs. And here they are right at the beginning of the season, and they're playing all these games in a row. Like, that's a different level of being challenged than I think most people completely realize. Would you agree with that?
For sure. What I didn't neglect to mention before is that the winner of this tournament goes to the Club World Cup, which is another competition as well. But to your point about the legs, absolutely. And you know that we know from Edward Leuven and Joachim Nielsen, they were at some of the preseason training, but they weren't at other part of it. They were doing their green card. And yeah, they worked out, but it's not the same as training with your team. And, you know, from talking with them, kind of on the side, I know they're still feeling it. They're still trying to, quote, find their legs, so to speak, and work all those minutes and then all these games back to back. Then you've got Kyle Hebert that took a knock on his knee, and you've got Tim Parker that came out of the game early last game, which is very unusual for him. Josh Yarrow took a few knocks. So they are locked and loaded with pretty much anybody they have at a center back position, including Michael Wenzel, who've come up from St. Louis City too. And I don't think we're going to get the starting lineups any earlier than anybody else. But, you know, hopefully we can get people there that we're used to. But if not, there are other guys ready to step in.
Let me finish you off with this, and you're the perfect person to answer this question. From a vibe standpoint, because last year it was nothing but good vibes around this team. It was a really, really cool environment and culture. And just, we all know how special last year went. Are you getting the sense that it is much the same this year, or does it feel a little bit different here in year number two for the team?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, because I get a sense a little bit of both. Like in talking with Edward Leuven at the preseason presser, he said, you know, I think we have to have realistic expectations from the club and all around. Like, we didn't have expectations of ourselves to come in first place. We were hoping to just maybe get into the playoffs. So they exceeded it by so much. I think they're trying to have, you know, realism. There's very much awareness of that, what did they call that, sophomore-itis, right, of having your second year. But at the same time, I do sense the chip that we like to feel and hear and see of, they've got more to prove, and they're definitely want to, if there are any naysayers on year two, they definitely want to prove up to that.
Jen with Joey and Dale, they've got the broadcast tonight over on Y98, CONCACAF Champions Cup, St. Louis against the Houston Dynamo. Jen, have a great broadcast this evening. Drink some coffee, do whatever you need to do, stay up late, and I'm sure we're going to talk again very, very soon.
Thanks, my friend.
You bet. That's Jen C. So she's technically going away here for a second because she hung up her phone and she's not on with us live anymore. But we're going to get a whole lot more Jen here in just a moment. She had an interview that we're going to play back for you with Brad Davis. And Brad Davis is someone who has done just about everything. He's been an MLS All-Star, U.S. Men's National Team, like just fantastic, fantastic soccer career. Slew Billiken. You talk about a St. Louis soccer legend. That is Brad Davis. So we are going to hear from him coming up in just a moment or so. Jen got the chance to talk with him, and we'll hear that full conversation. We are continuing to broadcast the show live. We are in Jupiter, Florida. I had to think for a second. Jupiter, Florida, Cardinals spring training. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Hello, everyone. This is Mike Claiborne.
And this is Matt Pauley inviting you to follow the Redbirds this offseason on the Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day show presented by Ameren.
Thursday night at 6 on your home of the St. Louis Cardinals.
KMOX.
Back at it on a Gray Bar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. Coming up in hour number 2 of the program, a lot of audio. We're going to hear from newest Cardinal Brandon Crawford. We'll also get the comments from manager Oliver Marmol and president of baseball operations John Mozeliak on the Crawford signing. So that's going to be coming up in just a little bit. We talked with Jen Cease in our last segment. Want to play for you an interview she did with Brad Davis, really a St. Louis soccer legend, a St. Louis native, former SLU Billiken, 6-time MLS All-Star, 2-time MLS Cup champion, part of the U.S. men's national team. And as they opened up the conversation, they opened by talking about somebody that we all love and we all appreciate and has been nobody has been bigger for the sport of soccer in St. Louis than Mr. Soccer, or Sir Soccer, as Mike Claiborne likes to refer to him as. Obviously, Brad Davis very much appreciating one of our own here at KMOX, Bill McDermott.
He's always been one of my biggest fans, and I can't thank old Billy McDermott enough. He was always a huge fan. He always supported the players from St. Louis. It was apparent he loved it. He loves the game. He's done some amazing stuff in broadcasting and really helped lift up soccer, not just in St. Louis, but around the country as well.
So I'm sure all last year you answered multiple questions about finally getting right our MLS team in St. Louis and City. Now that this team is in the Champions Cup in its only second season, that must be even more surreal. And add to that for you playing your former team, Houston.
Yeah. So, I mean, first of all, getting the MLS team in St. Louis was something that obviously we've all been wanting for a long time. Even as a player, even the guys all in the league from St. Louis are like, whenever we get together, it's like, man, it's a shame we don't have, because we could field our own team, to be honest with you. But first of all, to have the team, it's been amazing. Obviously, the community has rallied. We all knew that the fan base was going to be awesome. We're such a great sports city with the Cardinals, the Blues, and now St. Louis City. So it was well-deserved. We, you know, can't thank the ownership group enough for putting this all together. So the excitement, we always knew it was going to be there, right? But in the first year, I think exceeding expectations, nobody would have bet the success that the group was going to have. And sometimes, you know, sometimes that happens. But Lutz and Bradley and the group, you know, have had a vision since day one. They've been outspoken about it. They said, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to play. This is how we're going to build our team. And, you know, they've done that. So, you know, credit to them, credit to the players for getting the job done, you know, in year one. And now this is kind of to go to the second part of your question there about Houston, they're actually now kind of in a retool themselves. And now this year they have a very competitive team. They have a very good team. Unfortunately, they're losing Nelson Quiñones for the year with a knee injury, which was going to be one of their major strike forces up top and goal scorers for them. So they're going to have to manipulate the roster a little bit from that standpoint. But I'm very excited to see this second matchup. St. Louis is 2-0-1 against Houston. So really all they got to do is go down there and not get scored on and they're going to advance. But you know, Houston's coming off a loss in St. Louis, a draw last weekend or this past weekend in against Kansas City. You know, so they're going to be looking to put a good team together, field a good team, get that first win under their belt for their season, and hopefully continue the forward progress from there. But as always, I see a very good game happening.
You know, it's funny that you say that. I have like written down here about, you know, eight ways. It's so funny about this tournament, right? Eight ways, because it's aggregate. that St. Louis can go through and two ways that Houston can go through. Kind of a fun, different way to play the game and look at it than, you know, the typical league structure that you have to have a tournament like this. It's also, you know, I'm sure it's hard to manage as a grind as a player and as, you know, coach managing team, but at the same time, kind of a fun, different way to approach the game and possibly different opponents too.
It is, you know, it, you can go into the game with one game plan, but as soon as one thing happens, you could possibly have to switch the entirety of it up. Right. So, you know, is St. Louis going to go in there and still try and be on the front foot, go win that soccer game? Or are they going to be a little bit more defensive minded? I know they're a high press situation team, but that doesn't mean you're always pressing high up the field. That means you can still sit back a little bit. When you get to a certain, you know, your certain area of confrontation, now you're going to press and now it's high press. Now we're going to get on top of them. The interesting thing to see, though, is, you know, St. Louis going and playing a team like Houston, when they win the ball back, they want to be more spread out. But you saw the game against Real Salt Lake this weekend against City, where Salt Lake basically counteracted with keeping numbers around the ball and keeping everything very compact. You know, that's where City tries to take advantage of. When teams win the ball, they get spread out, then they high press right away, take advantage of the space, right? Well, Salt Lake kept everybody right there. And they just kept turning. There were a million transition moments. So, but, you know, that's kind of the thing now, is people maybe starting to see some of the strategy and things like that go. I don't think Houston's going to be a team that's going to go away from their game model. They had great possession. They're playing good games. They've actually been unfortunate in both games. They've scored goals, but they've been called back for offside. So it's just a matter of inches right there. But I still think they're a very good team. They're going to play, you know, in possession. So it'll be interesting to see what style or what kind of the game plan is with St. Louis, if it's going to be more defensive minded, because really they're not giving up a lot of goals. So stay compact defensively, keep doing the work defensively. All you got to do is get a draw out of that, out of the game, and you're moving on.
Well, last question, hopes for year number two. I mean, trying to have, is it realistic expectations? Do we have to dial it back a little bit? What are the hopes for City after such a great year one to be coming into year two?
Yeah, a lot of people talk about the sophomore slumps and different things like this, but in all honesty, they succeeded last year. They had success, right? They've lost, you know, one player in my mind that I don't know if necessarily the spot's been filled in Nico Goicini up top. I think you've seen in these first couple games, Klaus playing up there by himself has struggled a little bit with support in and around him. City's played a little bit more direct over the top, but he hasn't had necessarily another strike partner. Personally, I'd like to see him and Adeniran maybe get a little bit of time together. Sam's come in and done a good job, but he just having that support up there, because now Leuven's coming back from injury, missed a lot of preseason, but he likes to drop and be a playmaker, you know, from that standpoint, and drop deeper into the midfield and play balls. We got to get somebody up higher and tighter and closer to Klaus in those moments, so he has that support going forward. So again, like I said, they haven't been scoring a ton of goals, but they also haven't been conceding a bunch of goals. So it'll be interesting to see what group goes down to Houston, what the game plan is going to look like. Excuse me.
That was Jen Cease with Brad Davis. Great conversation right there. And we appreciate Jen providing that for us. We will take a break. When we come back, the second hour, nothing but Cardinals. We're going to talk mostly about the Brandon Crawford signing. You'll hear from Brandon Crawford coming up in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line from Jupiter, Florida, here on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.